From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin have sought an Asian foreign ministers meeting to discuss the recent political development in Myanmar. President Joko Widodo, during a joint press conference with Prime Minister Yassin at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Friday, said that the two head of states asked the two foreign ministers of Indonesia and Malaysia to hold talks with the Asian chair to look into possibility of holding a special Asian foreign ministers meeting on the development in Myanmar as one family. On Monday, the Myanmar military staged a coup d'etat against the nation's government and declared a one-year state of emergency following escalation of tensions over the results of parliamentary elections held in November 2020. Malaysian Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin, during his official visit to Indonesia, has made assurance of offering protection to Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia. The Kingdom of Malaysia will continue to cooperate with the government of the Republic of Indonesia to ensure that the recruitment and protection of Indonesian migrant workers are based on the law. As reported by Taranus Agency, Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Friday, during a press conference with Indonesian President Joko Widodo, stated, Malaysia believes that the ongoing discussion related to the protection of Indonesian domestic workers can be in line with the laws of the two countries. The Indonesian Ulema Council has voiced support for the government's stance on the Myanmar military seizure of power in a coup against the civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. As a representative of Indonesian Muslims, MUI supports the Indonesian government statement on February 1, 2021, which expresses concerns about the political situation in Myanmar. It was stated by the chief of the MUI Commission of Foreign Relations and International Cooperation, Bunyan Saptomo, on Friday, as quoted by Taranus Agency. Saptomo further said the dialogue should involve all sections of the community in Myanmar, including the Muslim community in the country, such as Rohingya ethnic groups, which has experienced discrimination, assassination, and forced expulsion. The Environment and Forestry Ministry has built more medical waste treatment facilities in regions. It was said by the Ministry Director General of Waste and Hazardous Waste Management, PSLB3 Rosa Vivin Ratnawati, as reported by Taranus Agency on Friday. The ministry has worked jointly with the provincial administration to develop incinerators close to the waste sources. Within the next 5 years, the ministry will build 32 medical waste treatment facilities equipped with incinerators technology at several locations. Let's move it on to the international news. U.S. consumers stuffed more money into bank accounts and paid down their credit cards last month in a signal of how some of the $900 billion in coronavirus pandemic relief enacted at the end of 2020 was put to use as the new year began. As reported by Reuters.com, commercial bank deposits jumped by $97.9 billion in the week ended January 27. The most in 3 months, to a record of more than $16.3 trillion. Federal Reserve data released on Friday showed deposits were up by $226.1 billion from the end of December, and since early last March have shot up by nearly $3 trillion. dollars, essentially 4 years of saving growth in less than a year. U.S. banks' outstanding consumer loans, excluding real estate, fell by $3.5 billion to a two-year low of $1.513 trillion in the latest week. The drop was led by another fall in credit card balance, which account for roughly half of non-real estate's consumer credit and now stands at $735.6 billion, their lowest in more than 4 years. A civil disobedience movement in Myanmar is gaining momentum, with teachers and students protesting against Monday's military coup. Demonstrators at the university in the biggest city, Yangon, chanted support for jailed leaders Aung San Suu Kyi, wore red ribbons, her party colors. As quoted by BBC.com, Suu Kyi and other leaders have been held since the coup on Monday. Earlier, the military detained another senior leader from the HERN National League for Democracy and LD Party. Myanmar, which is also known as Burma, has remained mostly calm in the aftermath of the coup, which has plunged the Southeast Asian country into uncertainty. A senior United Nations official warned on Friday that the risk of the atrocity crimes in Ethiopia remains high and likely to get worse if the country does not urgently combat ethnic violence, stigmatization, hate speech, and religious tensions. As reported by Reuters.com, UN Special Advisors on the Prevention of Genocide Alice Wairimu Ndiritu said she had received reports of serious human rights violations and abuses by the parties to the conflict in Ethiopia, Northern Tigray region, and their allies. Ndiritu said in a statement that these include extrajudicial killings, sexual violence, looting of property, mass executions, and impeded humanitarian access. And she had also received disturbing reports of attack against civilians based on their religions and ethnicity in other parts of the country. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered airstrikes and a ground offensive against Tigray's former ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, after regional forces attacked federal army bases in the region on November 4th. That was the news. The Genome Breath-Based COVID-19 detector made by the Yogyakarta University of Gajah Mada research team has begun to be used as an alternative to health checks, which is a requirement for long-distance train passengers' trips to Tugu Station, Yogyakarta, last Wednesday. The University Director of Business Development and Incubation, Hargo Utomo, threw a written statement in Jakarta last Wednesday hope that the implementation of using Genome would run well in the field. The use of Genome has also begun to be tested at Pasar Senen Station, Jakarta, while the official launch was carried out on Friday. Genome is a research-based innovation product in the forms of an electronic nose that detects volatile organic compound in human breath, which was discovered by University of Gajah Mada research team led by Professor Kuatriana. This product received a distribution permit from the Ministry of Health in December last year, and it's used for screening for COVID-19 for long-distance train passengers in the Java Island region, was approved by the COVID-19 Task Force in Circular Letter No. 5 of 2021, concerning of extensions provision of domestic travelers in the period of the COVID-19 pandemic. The next news comes from Magelang, Central Java. Head of the Borobudur Conservation Center, Wiwit Kasiati, last Thursday said that the finding of an ancient building structure that is suspected of being an ancient Mataram settlement around Pawon Temple will be threaten the integrity of Borobudur Temple as a World Heritage. Even so, he admitted that the findings were still preliminary and they still needed to interpret the existing data. He and his party will continue to carry out excavation before reaching a conclusion. He said that it was suspected that the building was a place of residence for monks, since some beds were found there. In addition, broken pottery and ceramics from the Tang Dynasty around the 8th and 10th century AD were also found. Latest news comes from Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi. Governor of Southeast Sulawesi Ali Mazi last Wednesday inaugurated the opening of the non-boarding competency-based training in Kendari, Southeast Sulawesi. In his remarks, the governor expressed his support for the Kendari Job Training Center to become the International Standard Center for Job Training Development. According to him, the establishment of the center in Southeast Sulawesi will later be able to support local governments in improving the economic level of the community. It can provide job skills on a large scale so that they are not only ready to work domestically, but can work abroad. That was news from across Indonesia.
Today in history, we begin with the event in 1922. The Five Nation Naval Treaty was agreed in Washington. The Five Nation Naval Treaty is an agreement signed by the major countries that won World War I, namely Britain, the United States, Japan, France, and Italy. This agreement seeks to prevent an arms race by limiting naval development. This treaty limits the construction of combat ships, combat cruisers, and aircraft carriers. Other types of vessels that are not restricted are jugglers, destroyers, and submarines. But the immersion weight is limited to a maximum of 10,000 tons. This treaty was agreed on February 6, 1922. However, amid 1930s, Japan and Italy declared that they were no longer bound by this agreement, so that other countries that had previously signed this agreement also no longer imposed restrictions. Moving to 1925, it's the birthday of Indonesian writer Pramudia Anantatur. Pramudia Anantatur, or more familiarly known as Pram, is one of the greatest writers ever owned by Indonesia. He has written 50 pieces of words and translated into 42 foreign languages. His works are in the form of articles, poetry, short stories, and novels, so that his name is raised in line with world writers. Prime's work, which was full of social criticism, made him often go to and from prison. Prime was detained for 3 years during colonial times and 1 year during the old order. Then during the new order, he was detained for 14 years as a political prisoner without a court process. He passed away in Jakarta on April 30, 2006. Event on February 6, 1952, Elizabeth II was crowned Queen of Great Britain. Elizabeth was the first child of the King George VI. On February 6, 1952, he passed away, and at that time, Elizabeth II was immediately proclaimed as Chairperson of the Commonwealth as well as the Queen of the 7 Commonwealth Realms, namely Great Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. Queen Elizabeth was married in 1947 to Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, and has 4 children, namely Charles, Anne, Andrew, and Edward. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang. Semula meradang, terkadang kembali tenang. Oh, sudah hati ini berserah. Siapa dalangnya?
Tune to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index PMI in January 2021 was at the level of 52.2 or higher than the previous period of 51.3. In a press release on Monday, February 1st, the Ministry of Industry stated that the increase in Indonesia's manufacturing PMI in January was a concrete form of recovery in the industrial sector amid the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. It was also a manifestation of the expansion of the manufacturing sector. For example, the improvement can be seen from the new output and demand developing at an accelerating rate and business confidence, which has reached its highest level for the last 4 years. Responding to the good news, Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita emphasized that the government is determined to continue to create a conducive business climate while accelerating the implementation of various national economic recovery programs from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister Agus thanked industry's players who remain optimistic during this difficult time. He promised that the Ministry of Industry will do everything possible to maintain this positive trend. The increase in Indonesia's manufacturing PMI to a level of 52.2 in January 2021 surpassed that of Vietnam's manufacturing PMI with the 51.3, Thailand with 49.0, and Malaysia with 48.9. In fact, China's manufacturing PMI decreased to the point of 51.3 compared to the previous month's 51.9. The performance of the Indonesian manufacturing sector is also seen in its largest contribution to national export value. In January to December 2020 period, the processing industry was able to record an export value of $131.13 billion, up to 2.95% over the same period the previous year. With this value, the industrial sector contributed dominantly up to 80.30% of the total national export value, which reached $163.30 billion in 2020. This positive performance made the manufacturing sector trade balance throughout 2020 a surplus of $14.17 billion. Minister Agus Gumiwang said that during the last 4 months, Indonesia's manufacturing PMI had continued to surge. The increase in January 2021 was the fastest in the past 6.5 years and the largest since the survey began in April 2011. According to Agus Gumiwang, amid these difficult times, the increase was four consecutive months, indicating that Indonesia's economic rebound will accelerate. That was My Indonesia.
Benar cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tingkah laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja? Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan. Semua bisa bilang.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. At RRW's office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Let's travel to Rembang City in Central Java to taste the traditional food of the area, namely Dumbek. Dumbek is a traditional food from Rembang, Central Java, which is shaped like a spiral or trumpet. Dumbek is made from a mixture of palm sugar, coconut milk, tapioca flour, and glutinous rice flour, which is then wrapped in palm leaves from the siwalan tree. It's tasty and sweet. This food is widely sold in traditional markets in Rembang. According to local residents, this dumbek has been around for hundreds of years. This delicious food is always available at every important event to entertain guests, especially the Earth Alm ceremony, which is a ceremony to thank God for giving a good and abundant harvest. Dumbek can also be found in areas of the north coast of Java, such as Lasem, Pati, Blora, and Kudus. According to the history of Dumbek, in the 15th to 16th centuries, the northern coast of Java Island became one of the targets of the Dakwah of the Wali, which was the name of propagators of Islam, especially in Java. Because the Pantura area is very strategic as a trade center and maritime route for international diplomacy. According to the story, Dumbek is a favorite snack for Wali. Now, Dumbek is often a treat for guests. Listener, Dumbek is also known as Clorot outside the north coast of Java. It is not wrapped in palm leaves, but uses coconut leaf. Dumbek is easily found in traditional markets and cake shops. The price is around 5,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah. Even though Dumbek doesn't last too long, it can also be used as a souvenir, because at room temperature, it can last for 2 to 3 days. While if it is put in the refrigerator, it can last up to 4 until 5 days. Listener, don't forget to try Dumbek from Rembang, Central Java. Bye-bye!
Ku telah menutup pintu hatiku untukmu sejak ku temukan dalam hatiku tiada kamu. Kemana kamu pergi? Ku tak tahu. Saat kau pulang kembali, pintu ku kunci. Jangan menunggu depan. Lagi. hati. Jangan mengetuk dan memohon masuk. Jangan menangis depan pintu hati. Lukaku bukanlah tujumu. Kau bukan penghuni hatiku lagi.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, Coral Island is a game made by a game developer or studio called Stairway Games, which is headquartered in Yogyakarta. The news about this game itself has been spreading since 2020. In January 2021, Coral Island finally released the trailer via their YouTube account. Coral Island is a farming simulation game. It is similar to the famous farming simulation game from Japan, namely Harvest Moon. The characters in this game also carried out activities such as farming, raising livestock, socializing with villagers, and finding partners among the characters in this game. What distinguishes it, Coral Island has a thick Indonesian nuance. For example, there is the Shifat Cat, an animal known to the Indonesian people. In addition, there is also the character Joko, who is depicted as a man wearing Javanese clothes and blangkon. As the name implies, this game is set on an island surrounded by coral reefs, so this focuses not only on agriculture, but also a message to protect the environment,
Later, the players will not only be able to plant crops, but also be invited to spend time completing missions to save coral reefs under the sea. Coral Island is currently under development and is declared ready for release on personal computer. Even though you don't know exactly when it will be released, this game can already be wishlisted via the Steam platform. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Jauh Sudah to be sung by Toto Salmon. The keroncong song Jauh Sudah, which means already away, tells about the sadness of a person. He remembers his lover who left him and went far away. Even so, he still hopes that one day he can meet her again. This keroncong song written by Ismanto takes the rhythm of Javanese songs and has a medium tempo. However, the keroncong music accompaniment was very thick. Listener, here is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song entitled Jauh Sudah.
Semoga nanti kembali bersua. Semoga nanti kembali bersua.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world. Tiada hilang
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.